What's the bigger game on Sunday? The game against the Bengals or the shell game with the fans? Because I brought this up last week. You going to announce the offense?
I think that was going to be the goal with Nick Chubb being in the starting lineup.
So they have the introductions before the game. And they do it one by one. At right tackle, number 79 from Ohio State, DeJuan Jones. And they blow off the torches and yay, all right. Problem is, what are you going to do when the quarterback comes out?
They've got to do it really quick. They've got to make sure that Chubb gets his...
So how about this?
And then Deshaun Watson.
And at running back, out of the University of Georgia, number 24, Nick Chubb! And at quarterback, number 4, Deshaun Watson.
Joel Bitonio.
Yeah.
Let's get the fan favorites.
Nick Chubb! Deshaun Watson. And at guard, he is a double-digit year vet. I think it's 10. Hey, 6-time Pro Bowler. Hey, look over here.
Not over there.
35. Yo, over here, everybody.
Guys, here.
Joel Bitonio. Can Myles Garrett be announced on offense? What do they do?
Maybe they just try to do like the captains. They don't do the offense defense like the captains that are out there for the coin toss.
Every player that's been on the roster since 2018. None of the rest of them get announced.
You know what? Joe's back in the States. Let's fly Joe in.
Yeah, there you go.
Anytime you're in doubt, you need the fans on your side, you bring in Joe. That's the way it goes.
Throw Josh Cribbs out there. What a great time to honor the legends. Let's get Phil Dawson.
Zach Wilde's going to be there. Black Label Society. Guitarist Rossi.
Yep.
Be pulled by a team of white stallions on a chariot. We'll have that. That's going to be going well. Do you announce the defense and then announce Nick Chubb? I mean, you can do whatever you want. I don't think any of that's like when it comes to baseball, people don't realize it's official. Like the PA announcer, Bob Taek, has to announce pinch hitting Will Brennan. Like that is an official thing. They make it official. Like now it's scored as Will Brennan's coming into the game. I think you can do whatever you want when it comes to the Browns and their pregame stuff. You can say whatever within reason. So if you just want to go, here's the Browns defense, and ladies and gentlemen, back for the first time in a year, Nick Chubb, go right on ahead and do so. Because I don't think you can announce the quarterback going out there.
No.
That's not a good start. He's a basket case already, and those home fans, oh my wah. 216-474-0092.
I'd say they should do a shout-out to the Guardians, but people get mad when the Browns do anything on social media to wish the Guardians good luck.
Well, if it was last year and the Browns were doing well, I think they'd be okay.
Yeah.
But since they're not doing so well and Amari Cooper just got traded and Daniel Jeremiah is agreeing with me that, yeah, they're going to have to draft a quarterback and we have to figure out how much longer this whole thing with Deshaun Watson is going to go where he's starting. Yeah, I don't think a lot of people are interested in that, to be honest with you. So they just kind of want to move on with it. Either way, Guardians won last night. Let me get to Mike in Shaker Heights. Hello, Mike.
Love you guys, man, but I don't think nobody woke up this morning wanting to talk anything about the Browns, man. You know, it's like, what have they done to deserve any airway based on what the Guardians did last night? It was a great game, an emotional roller coaster. You know, let's dissect Classe. You know, I think Classe takes on that I'm going to challenge this batter. And the difference between his idol Rivera was Rivera would outsmart his batter. He wouldn't give him what they thought were coming. And Class A kind of just, I'm going to throw what you know I'm going to throw, beat me. And I wish he would kind of alter that a little bit because it got us in trouble the last two series, you know? But as far as the Browns, I could care less what they do, man. I'm out on the Browns. Andrew Berry cannot pick talent. No matter what draft pick we get, he's going to blow it. I'm confident of that. And I just like trying to talk Guardians all morning, man. And I know a lot of people feel me on that, you know?
I would feel a lot of people agree with you, Mike.
I love that Mike still got a Browns taken, though.
Well, yeah.
About Andrew Berry.
Well,
I didn't want to talk about him.
Truth's the truth about it. Mike, thank you very much for the call. 216-474-0092. Like, people like the teams.
Yeah.
They're mad at one of the teams right now. They're just mad. And one team is giving you an incredible performance last night out of nowhere, it seemed, like in this comeback. And the other team is, hey, man, we're trying to get this thing figured out, and we're going to put Nick Chubb out there. And I think Nick Chubb is going to protect himself. I think he's going to play well. I think if he plays, he's going to play well. I assume he's going to play and play well. But then it's like, well, what do you do against the Bengals? And I think a lot of fans are going, does it even matter? You're 1-5. People are talking about the future. You know, we spent part of the podcast after the show yesterday. I mentioned Shedeur Sanders and how he's gotten better this year. Obviously, everybody knows where the hell we're going with all this and what we're talking about there. And then that becomes its own conversation. So it's like, yeah, we know where this is headed right now. Like, they could sit there and tell you all you want about, well, you know, it's the AFC North, and we haven't played anybody in the AFC North yet, and maybe if we play, okay, I'd love to see it. Guys, I'd love to see it. But the vibes around the team don't tell me that that's going to happen right now. I don't know what's going on with Amari Cooper now that he's gone. I don't know if anybody really cares other than what type of stats he puts up and whether or not they're right or wrong, if he was tanking it on purpose, because what Mary Kay said yesterday was some very strong stuff. But if you go back to last week, Lima, you said it. There's some people who are not very thrilled. I'm hearing that there's some people in the locker room who wear jerseys who are not very thrilled with what's going on with the offense and not very thrilled with who's throwing the football.
And that stuff's only going to get worse.
Yeah, that doesn't inspire a lot of confidence. I hope they can get this thing going in the right direction. But until they get this thing going in the right direction, yeah, the Guardians are giving you way more good memories and good thoughts and good vibes than the team right now with a huge cloud hanging over its head that I've compared to prison. Simple. Go to Woody and Hudson. You're next up on the Fan. Hello, Woody.
Boys, oh, good Friday.
Woody, I forgot. Woody, I forgot. You live in Hudson. Congratulations on all your success. Go right on ahead.
Well, first off, I want to say good morning, fellas. But who we got tonight on the mound? Is it Gavin Williams? And then who do they announce for the Yankees? I'm kind of concerned.
We have Gavin Williams against Luis Gil, which is spelled G-I-L, but it's pronounced Gil. Yeah.
And these guys are both popping their cherries. They have not pitched in the postseason, correct?
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Biggest game of the season, and this is the situation with the guys on the mound. I mean, how could either team truly know? I mean, I both will trot out their guy and say they have confidence, but how could either team have a feel on what's going to happen tonight?
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing is we got belief, and we're from Cleveland. Anything can happen. I think last night's victory with, one, the back-to-back home runs that happened with Judge and Stanton. Best on best, 1-2 counts, they both go over the fence. You tip your cap. To have the fight and the charisma to come back in the ninth to tie it off a guy off the bench who hasn't done anything for 3 hours.
Their emotions. Yes, their emotions. Yeah, I mean, it's. I think it's helped us all because there did seem to be, Woody, thank you very much for the call. It seemed to be a block for them that there was lights that were too bright at Yankee Stadium. And I was frustrated by it because I'm going, guys, it's not. You've moved the building. It's not the same. It's not the house that Ruth built anymore. It's TV money. It's merchandise. You know, George Steinbrenner's passed away. It's Hal Steinbrenner. The father, the son is never like the father. Go look at Mark Davis for crying out loud. It's never the same. It's not. But I'm not the one playing in the field. I'm not the one playing for him because you still have that problem with baseball where if you go to play a game against the Green Bay Packers, you don't stand there in awe and go, maybe someday I can play for the Green Bay Packers. You just go out there and you try to win. I do think it was a little bit this way with the Cavs going to play the Knicks at Madison Square Garden. Maybe that was a little bit embellished by us because of Donovan Mitchell. But I do think that some of that was true. But in most cases with the other sports, it's not I'm playing in this palace, this cathedral, and I need to do well in front of these guys. And it puts so much pressure on me. And it bothers me that that's the way they felt. That's why I was so happy to get them back home and why I was so devastated when it's Aaron Judge who hit the home run to tie the game. And it felt like they took the lead. And then it's Giancarlo Stanton who actually does take the lead in that baseball game.
And then nobody thought you had a chance. Everybody.
Exactly.
You could say you had belief,
exactly.
But let's be honest. Everybody, you know, there's a reason people were heading for the exits at that point.
You have hope. There's a difference between hope and belief. You can have hope. Please have hope. But there was a difference there with hope and belief. Now that you've won a game and it's a 2-1 series, you're going into game four. Yes, now there's a belief. Now they're okay. We've not played well. We've still done this. It's a 2-1 series. We can tie this thing up tonight.
It changes
now
everything.
There's a belief to it.
By the way, we knocked, how do you pronounce his name again, Kenny, the starter for the Yankees? We knocked him out of there in August in
Luis
three
Hill.
Innings. Yeah, he went three innings against us, and we knocked him out of the game, and that was a 9-5. That was extra inning game that was crazy, and the Yankee, remember the newspapers the next day, New York Daily News.
That was the day Fana called me afterwards,
yes,
or us afterwards. Yeah, he was on the phone with us.
They were crushing the Yankees after that game.
Forgot that was on the air with Fana. Andrew in Eaton Township, you're next up on the Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, I know we're talking guards now, but I want to get back to the Browns. We're 0-2 at home.
Oh, Andrew, you broke up. I'm sorry about that, buddy.
0-1 on phone calls.
Seems that even his carrier doesn't want him to talk about that right now. Sorry,
bud. I think Caddy have led with the Guardians that called as a cutout.
Let me go to Peter in Perrysburg. You're next up on the Fan, the home of Jerry Glanville. Go right on ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello, Peter.
I listened to Rihanna's We Found Love in a Hopeless Place on repeat this morning because I feel like that embodies how I felt last night. We did find love in a hopeless place. Oh, my God. What an amazing game. I am so jacked up. Honestly, I wouldn't be as nervous at all if it wasn't against the Yankees. I just hate them so damn much. I hate their arrogance. I hate that city. I hate their fans.
Wow.
I hate the whole organization. Let me tell you something. That is an overpriced, overdeveloped, overcrowded swampland that sits in the middle of a disgusting trash-filled tidal estuary that they're too stupid to recognize. They call them rivers, okay? I am so jacked up. I hope we just kick their asses out of town and we can take care of business. Let's go, guards. And also, Ken, keep talking that sass because the only thing New Yorkers and New York sports fans understand is arrogance. They don't understand sportsmanship. They don't understand class. So keep talking that sass, boy.
All right. Peter, thank you very much for the call. Coming up at 8 o'clock, Ed Orchid, mayor of Brook Park. Up next, we are to speak softly and carry a big stick.